why was it to do it? Well, it's middle class family. But they didn't have much money. But my father told me that one of the greatest gifts of our life is to be born in God. He said America is the greatest country in the world and unlimited opportunity. See, back then, being successful was a good thing. And my father said, you can be anything you want. It's up to you. And go out. In fact, the whole idea of being American just raised in my heart, and I said to myself, God, I can do it. Now, in fairness, my parents didn't have enough money to send me to college. I worked in the summer and I got through. I mean, grad school was a little tough. I was getting eviction notices on a pretty regular basis. I got through. And I got a job at Barb Warner and broke into the auto industry. Now, this was in the 80s when the auto industry was struggling. And we had a problem with quality. At that time, we have to understand that the Japanese had come in with six-cylinder engines that they'd been making for a long time. Their quality was just fabulous. And they were killing us. And I saw an opportunity. At that time, I said, I know I can fix this quality. So I would go to the plants in Michigan that supplied the auto industry, and I taught them statistical methods. In roughly 4 or 5 years, we had the best quality in the world. Now, while this was happening, an idea hit me. I said to myself, you know, we have standards for everything. When they make a chair, we have a standard for that. When they make a table, there's a standard for that. Why not a standard for quality? And that standard is ISO 9000. So, like many people in America, you take an idea and you run with it. So I wrote a book. I wrote it in about 10 days, and McGraw-Hill published it. And it sold more than I could ever have imagined. But writing that book ignited my company. And now, Harry Johnson Registrars and Harry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation operate in 61 countries. I live the American dream. I admit it. I'm not ashamed of it. I have a wonderful wife. I have 3 kids. It is great. My oldest son is now a senior in high school, and I said to myself, I need to give something back to this great state and this great country. And that's why I'm here today. Often it's very important for us to recognize the great things that we have. And isn't it great to be an American? Yeah, it's just to feel fantastic. I am an American. Greatest country in the history of the world. We talk about how bad it is. Right now, we talk about how bad it is because we have to have equality. It is exactly wrong because what makes America is the fact that we have everybody fighting to try to be the best they can be. That idea that we're going to be great. We are going to succeed. And you know what's fun? What's funny about it? Part of the greatest joy of my life was the struggle. And that struggle is the excitement of life. And we need to teach our kids that. I think of the sin it is that we end up with a totally different culture now, this cancer culture. It's a killer. Now, we had a policy conference the last couple of days. We talked about policies. So we're going to talk about policies that work and policies that don't work. Well, let's look at the real numbers. We know that Snyder was here for 8 years, and the average growth was over 2% a year. 1 year later, we had new policies. Our overall growth dropped 60%. There was no COVID then. Our overall growth dropped 60% overnight. Policies. Now, the mark of a general is their ability to make decisions and better. That determines whether or not they can really succeed. Because you have to be able to adjust. We had a decision that had to be made. We had a pandemic that caused our general to have to make a decision. Thank goodness she was into the battlefield. They'd all be dead. Because what she did in this pandemic is catastrophic. You take a look at what happened. She decided arbitrarily to close all businesses. Now, in fairness, we had 46 states do that. But what is the fundamental basis on which this country is founded? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." That's how important liberty was. So if you're going to take that liberty away and you're going to force people to stay at home and not work, you're going to shut businesses for $5, you better pay attention to science. You better pay attention to what's going on. And that's what you made a mistake. Because our governor never paid attention to science. We found out that if you were over 6 feet away, the virus broke off and it couldn't attach. We found out you could not spread it if you were over 6 feet away. Now, as a result, we learned what we could do in order to operate a business. Now, most of the country ended up putting people back to work. Not our governor. No. In fact, it's very interesting. You were allowed to have a liquor store open because people could be 6 feet away and you could go in there. But you couldn't have a health club open, even though you could be 26 feet away. You could open Home Depot, and you could go buy the essentials, but you can't buy paint or flowers. Now, God, how is it possible that buying paint or flowers is going to kill you? And then you're outside. Think about it. And think of the absurdity of these decisions. You realize that in Michigan, right now today, 53% of our small businesses do not exist. Why? She did not pay attention to science. And when you are a governor, you better pay attention to science. And that is why our economy is in disaster shape. Do you know that from the end of the recession in 2009 until 2018, we were the fourth fastest growing state in gross domestic product per capita in the country. What happened when she took over? Well, do you know that right now we are 31st in the country? 31st! And here is the amazing thing. In December of 2020, this state lost more small businesses than any state in the union. Do you know how bad you have to be to lose that? Be the worst in the entire country? Can you imagine how bad that is? Man, it was amazing. I don't even understand how anybody can be that bad. But she is.
That's one way to put it.
She may very well be the worst in the history of our country. Now, Secretary of State isn't much better. In fact, I found out 2 days ago that it took my wife 1 year to finally go in and get a license. I mean, you think about how nice this whole thing is. We have 200,000 people without license plates. And here's the comedy. Jacqueline Benson campaigned on what a phenomenal job she was going to do in converting the expediency of the Secretary of State. Now, my son, who had turned 16, wanted to get a driver's license. Oh, no, he couldn't do that. 4 months down the road, still can't do it. Well, here's what we have to understand. I did not follow her order. We actually went to Florida for spring break. We stayed there. So afterwards, we're in Florida, and my son said, "Dad, why don't I go here and get my test? They're open." I said, "No, it doesn't work that way. We have to be a resident. Can we switch?" I said, "No, we are in Michigan." The comedy of the matter is that our particular governor, our Secretary of State, did not do a good job. Now, I know that we love this state. We have so much going for us. And it's remarkable, really, what we've done. Because our state has a history that goes back almost 100 years. Keep in mind, in 1914, we had a fellow by the name of Henry Ford who came up with this ingenious idea of the assembly. Instead of having people move from spot to spot, he said, I got an idea. We're going to get somebody to be expert in one area, and we're going to move the line. A very simple concept. It changed the world. Within 2 years, that assembly line was used in all manufacturing, all over the world. And the thing that's amazing is it came right here. We invented it because we are a state of inventors. Now, he had a problem, though. He said, well, they're getting tired, they're getting bored, and I'm having high attrition. So he said, how do I solve the problem? What he did changed the world forever. At a time when the person on the line, a factory worker, was making 25 cents an hour, working 9 hours a day, earning $2.25 a day, he decided overnight he was going to pay $5 a day and cut it down from 9 hours to 8 hours. What that did literally changed the world. We have the greatest middle class in history. For the first time in the entire existence of the world, a person without an education could go own a house, own a car, and support their family and live well. The most fabulous middle class in the history of all humanity was born right here in Michigan. The wealthiest middle class in the history of the world. That was here in Michigan, because in Michigan we are made up of a group of industrial people, people that are saying, man, if I work hard, I can do it. Now, in World War II, we have to understand the auto industry was behemoth. It was by leaps and bounds the biggest thing you can ever imagine. In fact, the gross domestic product of the auto industry at that time was greater than 95% of all countries. So, Dwight D. Eisenhower, at this time, FDR called William Knudsen, who was the trustee of General Motors, and he asked him if he would be willing to take charge of military production. Understand, General Motors, the largest corporation in the world, headed by a brilliant man, was one of the highest paid guys on the planet. He said yes. He gave up that job for $1 a year. Took that job, $1 a year, which is very, very common for Republicans, because they're willing to give back to the country. Well, he's in charge of military production. And built a plant out of Willow Run. The Willow Run plant is amazing because that became the largest plant ever built. Do you realize that in 1944 we were cranking out one B-24 Liberator bomber every hour? To show you what that really means, the best ever done by the Third Reich, even by the smallest plane, was 1 every 5.5 hours. Because we did the impossible. The Wall Street Journal called it the miracle of the war. And the Washington Post said it was the greatest plant ever built. How? Here in Michigan. Again in Michigan. We had a situation with Casey Keller. He was asked, can you build tanks? He said, I don't know, I don't even know what it looks like. But he took on the job. And you realize in Warren, that facility built more tanks than the whole third right during all the warriors. Again, Michigan. Because Michigan helped save the world. We can do it again. We can do it again. We have a cancel culture going on. There's no freedom of speech anymore. If freedom of speech is long as the social media agrees with it. Now, is that reasonable? Is that fair? Is that American? No! You have to say, where are our freedoms? We don't have freedom anymore. Pretty soon, we're going to have freedom to spend our money. The government's going to take our money and then we'll spend it. They'll tell us how to spend it. If we let this go on, we are in serious trouble. We cannot let this go on. We must do something. And the only way to do something is to get out there and talk to your friends. Because the primary group that we have, you are the ones who can make America great again. In fact, I think America is great. I'm going to keep it great. I don't want to destroy it. I want America to continue being what it's been to me and to you and to our kids. When we talk about our kids, is it reasonable to shut down schools so the kids can't go to school when the science tells them, yes, you can? I have two kids that were in public school, one in a private school. You know, all the Catholic schools, all the other schools, they stayed open. We never had a problem. They went to school now, no issue. Was it reasonable to close all of our schools?
No.
Come on! Are we going to continue to let this happen? No! We have to do something to stop. And I say, we are the ones that have to take charge. We're the ones that are going to have to do it. We have to make sure America stays the great country it is. And then let's make Michigan be all it can be. Let's do it! And God bless America.